Passage 2.
For years now, the world's fastest trains, operating in Japan and France, have been running at a maximum operating speed of around 300 kilometers an hour. In fact, the latest Japanese bullet trains travel a bit slower than the older ones, the emphasis of the designers being more on smoothness and economy. Now, JR East, the country's largest railway company, has showed a much faster train, capable of speeds that stay more or less the same of around 360 kilometers an hour. The new train, which has been displayed in a bright color, looks very similar to the streamlined models already running on Japan's high-speed railways, except for one unusual feature: extra emergency brakes in the form of cat's ears that rise from the roof of the carriages. This, a response to the incident of a bullet train after an earthquake last year. The testing will be extensive. The new train won't go into service for 6 years. Strictly speaking, it isn't the world's fastest. That honor goes to magnetically powered trains, which literally float above the track on an enormous magnetic field. And yes, the fastest of those is also Japanese, an experimental model that has hit speeds of close to 600 kilometers an hour. But only one such network is in operation today, a German system built in Shanghai, and it covers only the 30 kilometers from the airport to the city. The technology is so expensive that conventional railways are likely to dominate intercity travel for many more years.
Now listen and complete the multiple choices below. 1. What are the advantages of the latest Japanese bullet trains? 2. What is the special feature of the latest Japanese bullet trains? 3. Why can't the magnetically powered train take the place of conventional trains? 4. Which country has invented the fastest train in operation? 5. What is the main idea of the passage? Now listen again and complete the outline below.
For years now, the world's fastest trains, operating in Japan and France, have been running at a maximum operating speed of around 300 kilometers an hour. In fact, the latest Japanese bullet trains travel a bit slower than the older ones, the emphasis of the designers being more on smoothness and economy. Now, JR East, the country's largest railway company, has showed a much faster train, capable of speeds that stay more or less the same of around 360 kilometers an hour. The new train, which has been displayed in a bright color, looks very similar to the streamlined models already running on Japan's high-speed railways, except for one unusual feature: extra emergency brakes in the form of cat's ears that rise from the roof of the carriages. This, a response to the incident of a bullet train after an earthquake last year. The testing will be extensive. The new train won't go into service for 6 years. Strictly speaking, it isn't the world's fastest. That honor goes to magnetically powered trains, which literally float above the track on an enormous magnetic field. And yes, the fastest of those is also Japanese, an experimental model that has hit speeds of close to 600 kilometers an hour. But only one such network is in operation today, a German system built in Shanghai, and it covers only the 30 kilometers from the airport to the city. The technology is so expensive that conventional railways are likely to dominate intercity travel for many more years.
Now listen again and check your answers.
For years now, the world's fastest trains, operating in Japan and France, have been running at a maximum operating speed of around 300 kilometers an hour. In fact, the latest Japanese bullet trains travel a bit slower than the older ones, the emphasis of the designers being more on smoothness and economy. Now, JR East, the country's largest railway company, has showed a much faster train, capable of speeds that stay more or less the same of around 360 kilometers an hour. The new train, which has been displayed in a bright color, looks very similar to the streamlined models already running on Japan's high-speed railways, except for one unusual feature: extra emergency brakes in the form of cat's ears that rise from the roof of the carriages. This, a response to the incident of a bullet train after an earthquake last year. The testing will be extensive. The new train won't go into service for 6 years. Strictly speaking, it isn't the world's fastest. That honor goes to magnetically powered trains, which literally float above the track on an enormous magnetic field. And yes, the fastest of those is also Japanese, an experimental model that has hit speeds of close to 600 kilometers an hour. But only one such network is in operation today, a German system built in Shanghai, and it covers only the 30 kilometers from the airport to the city. The technology is so expensive that conventional railways are likely to dominate intercity travel for many more years.